This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Thailand's pro-democracy protesters clashed with police and royalist groups dressed in yellow on Tuesday in front of the parliament, where lawmakers are considering proposals to amend the constitution, one of the core demands of the nation's student-led pro-democracy movement. Hundreds of police officers had been watching over the demonstrators who had gathered outside Thailand's parliament for the anti-government rally. As the number of protesters increased from the hundreds to the thousands later in the day, some broke their broke police fences and threw water bottles toward water cannon trucks and pro-government demonstrators. From coast to coast, governors are again ordering businesses closed and gatherings limited because of a record-shattering resurgence of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The COVID Tracking Project says there's a record-breaking nearly 70,000 Americans in hospitals with COVID-19, with more than 1,100 people dying every day. New Mexico's governor issued a stay-at-home order. Only grocery stores and pharmacies can be open. Philadelphia's health commissioner says indoor events are banned.
No visiting between households. No indoor weddings, funerals, baby showers.
Libraries and museums will close Friday. California's Governor Gavin Newsom's closing many non-essential businesses because of the spread.
Every age group, every demographic.
As for Thanksgiving dinner, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
As small as possible, because we know that indoor gatherings in homes are particularly dangerous.
The fear is that healthcare facilities will be overwhelmed with new cases and people will die because they won't be able to receive treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a 1-2 punch, Hurricane Iota roared ashore as a dangerous Category 4 storm along almost exactly the same stretch of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast that was devastated by an equally powerful Hurricane Eta 13 days ago. This is VOA News. As with all of us, the projected new president-elect is making plans for the near future. Sagar Magani of AP passes a certain side dish that, like broccoli casserole, is very healthy, but none of us really wants.
Biden says he and his wife spent yesterday morning having the same talk as many people.
Trying to figure out, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving?
He says they plan to follow medical advice recommending no more than 10 people at any indoor gathering.
And we've narrowed down which family members and that they were tested, recently tested in 24 hours.
Biden says the restrictions are hard but necessary.
I just want to make sure that we're able to be together next Thanksgiving. Next Christmas.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Well, the election may be over, but it may not be over. Yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska was presiding over the chamber and had just recognized Senator Sherrod Brown. He's a Democrat from Ohio.
Start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but I know that the behavior...
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators.
Well, most senators...
So I'll but I don't need your instruction from...
I know you.
The senator replied there isn't much interest in the U.S. Senate in public health.
In public health. We have a president who hasn't shown up at the coronavirus task force meeting in months. We have a majority leader that calls us back here to vote on an unqualified nominee and at the same time to vote for judge after judge after judge. Exposing all the people who can't say anything, I understand, the people in front of you and the presiding officer, and expose all the staff here, and the majority leader just doesn't seem to care.
The senator from Ohio went on to say that Americans had voted for stability and that you don't have to play along with the tweets and the chaos and the crazy anymore. The senator adjourned at the end of Brown's comments without any comment from Republicans. Top government officials in Afghanistan are downplaying reports the United States may be planning to withdraw U.S. troops, saying local forces are independently conducting almost all security operations across the country and rely only on a small aerial support from foreign partners. U.S. media reports say President Donald Trump intends to reduce the number of American troops in Afghanistan to 2,500 from the existing 4,500. American troops in Afghanistan, VOA has been unable to confirm the reports, and there has been so far no official announcement of a U.S. troop drawdown. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.